You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on IP and innovation processes comes from Wasilis Koukounis.
It seems like everywhere you turn, nowadays everyone's talking about innovation and the next big thing.
Right.
But how do those sparks of genius actually turn into something real, something that gives a business an edge?
Yeah. How do you go from idea to a real advantage?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to dig into today. Oh. It's perfect timing, actually.
Oh.
Because the VDI and VPP have this seminar coming up all about how intellectual property and the whole innovation process really work hand in hand.
I've heard about that. It's a big one every year, right?
Exactly. And we got the chance to chat with someone who's basically shaping this whole seminar, Wasilis Koukounis.
No kidding. We're talking about the Wasilis Koukounis.
The one and only. He's a partner at this IP law firm, Michalski Hooterman and Partner. And on top of that, he leads the working group on intellectual property law at VDI, the Association of German Engineers.
So he really knows his stuff, both the legal side and what's happening in the real world.
Oh, absolutely. What makes him so interesting is that he's not just some lawyer stuck in an office. He was actually at ThyssenKrupp, dealing with innovation firsthand, especially in their mining and minerals units.
So he's seen it all in action. From the trenches, that's got to give him some serious perspective.
For sure. And you know what got him started on this whole IP journey?
What's that?
An internship back when he was in school at a patent law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a formative experience.
Wow, starting young. So today we're basically taking everything Wasilis shared with us and breaking it down. For everyone listening, our mission is to make this connection crystal clear. How does a company cook up new ideas? And how does intellectual property, I think patents, come into the picture? Why does this link even matter for a company to actually succeed?
It's a question a lot of people probably have, but never actually think about.
Right. It's like innovation happens, patents happen, but do they talk to each other?
And Wasilis jumped right into it. He talked about something that probably happens in tons of companies. You've got the patent department handling all the official invention stuff, and then you have these totally separate teams doing the actual innovating and creating new products.
Yeah, the classic divide, like two different worlds.
Exactly. And, you know, it creates this disconnect, right? Because on one side, you have engineers, the people actually building and improving things. And then on the other, you have these IP specialists who are kind of off doing their own thing.
So the people coming up with the innovations, the engineers, they might not even realize how valuable their work is.
Right. And that's exactly what Wasilis pointed out. He said a lot of times, engineers think that only these huge GE groundbreaking inventions are worth patenting. Anything else, the smaller day-to-day improvements, they just don't see as important.
I can see that. You're working on something, make a small tweak, and you think, eh, no big deal.
But Wasilis totally flipped that thinking on its head. He made this really compelling argument that even those tiny tweaks and improvements can be a company's secret weapon.
Interesting. Small changes, big impact.
Think about it. What if your company found a way to improve something, even by just 1%? Every single month.
1% doesn't sound like much.
I know, right? But when you add that up over a year, it becomes this huge GE advantage that your competitors just can't match.
The power of compounding, it all adds up.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Wasilis says that by protecting those small wins with patents, companies can build this incredible competitive edge. It's not always about hitting a home run with one massive invention. Sometimes it's about consistently moving forward. Step by step.
Smart. So it's like a marathon, not a sprint. You're constantly innovating and protecting those innovations.
Precisely. But there's a catch. Wasilis also mentioned that often engineers don't even report their inventions in the first place.
Why not?
It goes back to that same idea of what's worthy of a patent. They think, oh, this little tweak I made, it's probably not a big deal. So they never even tell the IP department.
I bet that happens all the time.
More than you'd think. And it's a missed opportunity for the company. So for anyone listening who's thinking, yeah, I've totally been there, how do we change that? How do we encourage people to see the value in even those small advancements?
Wasilis had a great suggestion. He said, engineers need to make it a habit to step back from their work and actually think about what they've improved no matter how small it seems.
So it's like a mental checklist. What did I do differently today? Did I make something better?
Exactly. And the key is to think about the IP implications. Could this be protected? Could it give my company an advantage?
It's about shifting IP from something you do after the fact to something you consider from the very beginning.
Weaving it into the whole innovation process. It's like preventative medicine, but for your ideas.
Right. And education is a big part of it, too. Wasilla stressed that engineers need to know that even small improvements can be patented and that those patents can add up to serious value for the company. It's also about communication. There needs to be a way for engineers to talk to IP experts, bounce ideas off them, and get a better sense of what's protectable and how it all fits into the company's strategy.
It's like building a bridge between two worlds.
Exactly. It's about changing how we view patents. They're not just a cost, they're an investment. They're assets that can fuel innovation and protect a business's competitive edge.
It's like instead of seeing patents as a burden, you see them as a shield or even a weapon.
Absolutely. To illustrate all of this, Wasilla shared this fascinating story from his time at ThyssenKrupp. It's about something you might not expect.
Excavator teeth.
Excavator teeth. What's so exciting about those? That's what I thought. But this story is a perfect example of how something so ordinary can become a strategic IP play. So here's the situation. ThyssenKrupp was making a lot of money selling replacement excavator teeth. It was a really profitable part of their business.
Makes sense. Those things wear down, you need replacements. Sounds like a solid business.
Right. But here's the problem. Other companies, especially in other countries, started making generic excavator teeth that were way cheaper.
Uh-oh. Competition heating up.
And that was a direct threat to ThyssenKrupp's profits. They couldn't just lower their prices to compete with those generic manufacturers. They had to get creative.
So what did they do?
Well, Wasilis and his team came up with this brilliant solution. Instead of trying to make a better digging tooth, they changed something else. The way the tooth attaches to the excavator.
So we weren't trying to make the tooth itself better, just the way it connects?
Yep. It wasn't about performance, it was about compatibility. They made their attachment system unique so the generic teeth wouldn't fit.
Sneaky.
And then they patented this new attachment method. It was genius, really. Competitors could still make cheaper teeth, but they wouldn't work with ThyssenKrupp's excavators.
So they basically cornered the market. You want ThyssenKrupp teeth? You gotta buy ThyssenKrupp attachments.
Exactly. It wasn't about some revolutionary new technology. It was about smart thinking and using IP strategically to protect their business.
That's such a cool example. They took something simple and turned it into a major advantage.
And this is what Wasilla calls IP design. It's about thinking ahead, seeing the bigger picture, and realizing that even small changes can have a huge impact when you use IP the right way.
So IP design isn't just about patents, it's about thinking strategically about your business and using IP to achieve your goals.
Precisely. So going back to the excavator teeth story, what can we learn from it? What are the key takeaways for IP design?
Well, first, it all started with a clear business goal. Protect that sweet after-sales revenue. Second, it shows how powerful those small improvements can be, especially when you combine them with IP protection.
So don't underestimate those little tweaks.
Exactly. Third, it proves that IP expertise needs to be part of the core team, not just some separate department. IP has to be in the room when decisions are being made.
It's like having a coach right there on the field with you.
Yep. And finally, it shows how IP protection, that patent on the attachment, directly translated into a real competitive advantage for ThyssenKrupp. No one else could touch their market.
And you mentioned this term nexus patents before. What did you mean by that?
Oh, yeah. So that unique attachment method, Wasilis called it a nexus patent. It's about controlling a crucial point in a larger system. By owning that specific connection, ThyssenKrupp controlled the whole market for their excavator teeth.
It's like having the only key to a very specific lock.
Exactly. Competitors were locked out because they couldn't connect to ThyssenKrupp's machines.
So it all comes down to this. Companies need to understand why they're patenting things, even small improvements. It's not just about paperwork. It's about protecting your profits and using exclusivity to gain a real advantage in the market.
It's about aligning your IP strategy with your business strategy. They have to work together.
But, you know, not everyone gets that. Some executives still see patents as this big expense, a waste of money.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Why bother with patents? It's just a bunch of legal fees.
It's a short-sighted view, really. So what did Wasilla say about that? How do we change those minds?
He said patents should be seen as tools, valuable tools that can actually increase the value of a business. He also pointed out that in Germany, there's a law about compensating inventors. So while it's a cost for the company, it also encourages people to innovate and disclose their inventions. It's a balancing act.
So it's about seeing the bigger picture. How do we make executives see IP as a strategic asset, not just a line item on a budget?
Wasila said it's all about showing them real-world proof. Give them examples of how patents have saved companies money, protected their market share, or even helped them create new products and services. It's about telling the story of how IP wins.
It's like, look, this patent stopped a lawsuit that could have cost us millions.
Exactly. And it's also about creating a culture of innovation throughout the entire company. That means educating everyone, from the engineers to the executives, on the value of IP and encouraging them to work together. It's a team effort.
So to bring it all together, what we learned from Wasilis is that innovation and IP are two sides of the same coin. They have to be integrated for a company to truly succeed. And those small incremental improvements, they're not insignificant. They're the building blocks of a strong IP strategy.
It's like those small improvements, they're the seeds that can grow into a whole forest of innovation. But you got to protect them, nurture them with IP.
And for everyone listening, take a moment to think about what's happening in your own field, in your own company. What seemingly small innovations are happening right now? What potential IP advantages are being missed? How could a better connection between innovators and IP experts unlock hidden value and create new opportunities?
Those are some really good questions to ask yourself.
And if you want to dive deeper into this topic, remember that Wasilis is a key speaker at that upcoming VDIVPP seminar on IP and innovation processes. It's definitely worth checking out.
Sounds like a great place to learn more from the experts.
Thanks for joining us today on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another exploration.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform DeepLex, please get in contact and let us know.